Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. I am your host, Jen, and for today's solo snippet, I want to share a really cool story about my weekend. So I've got a beautiful friend staying in Brisbane, where I live at the moment, and funnily enough, I actually met her through this podcast. You might have heard the episode that we did a few episodes back. So her name is Stephanie Ritz, and when we first connected for our pre-interview, she mentioned that she was coming to Brisbane at the start of the year. And I said to her, I said, that's amazing. She's a digital nomad. She's originally from the States. She's not been to Brisbane before. So I said, look, I'll take you out. I'll show you around. She's here for a month. And so we've been doing some really awesome things together. And I literally only met her through podcasting. So we've built this really, really beautiful friendship. And we decided to go out on the town on the weekend, and we just wanted to dance. We just wanted to have fun. We didn't want to go to sort of like a doof doof nightclub. We wanted to be able to just sing along to some of our favorite songs and have a dance, have some fun, and just see where the night took us. So we found this this bar in Fortitude Valley, which I'd never been to before. I was a party animal back in my 20s. So let it be known that I used to know my way around a lot of the clubs in Brisbane. I used to know a lot of people. I used to date a DJ. And so we knew everyone that we needed to know. We never paid cover charge. We never lined up. We always got VIP entries to, you know, some of the clubs. And I was, yeah, a bit of a social butterfly back in those days. And I don't go out much anymore as far as like clubbing. I'll go to bars occasionally. I don't mind going out for a few drinks and socializing, but it's not really often I get out for a dance. So I didn't even know where to go. So for anyone familiar with Brisbane, the club that we went to or the bar that we went to was called Retros. And basically I did a Google search for like, where can we listen to 80s and 90s music in Brisbane? And this place popped up and had like amazing reviews. So we took ourselves there on Saturday night. I had another friend of mine come down from the Sunshine Coast to join us. So we went out for dinner first, and I just had a couple of glasses of red wine. And then we caught an Uber into town, and I had one drink when I arrived. So I certainly wasn't intoxicated. And we honestly had the best time dancing the night away, singing along, just being so playful. And throughout the night, I mean, I felt sober. I felt sober as a rock. And even though I'd had a couple of drinks, it really hadn't hit me. And I was just having the time of my life without giving a fuck at all. And I noticed that the way I was able to move to the music, move my body, dance, and express myself was unlike how I'd ever experienced this before. And I started to remember, like, there was times in my 20s where I'd go out and I had to be on a substance of some sort to have the confidence to dance. Now, I'm not a professional dancer. I've attended a few dance classes. I love doing heels classes because I find them really sexy, really liberating, really feminine, and so much fun. If you haven't been to a heels class, find one and go and do it, because it's like, it's next level, like pushing yourself through your comfort zone, but also fun. And the support from the women that go there as well is fucking amazing. So as I was dancing, I was reflecting on my 20s and realizing the version of me that existed in my 20s, who had to get generally high to be able to dance and be seen and have fun, she doesn't exist anymore. And I found it really interesting because I wasn't out to get attention. I wasn't out to pick up. I was just out to have fun. And my mindset is so different these days. And what I found was I had so much more fun sober and just being in my own body and my own space than I ever did getting high in my 20s to go out and have fun. And it's taken so much to get there. I always had a real complex around dancing and moving my body. And I think that stems from the fear of being seen and the fear of judgment that I held for so long. And having done a lot of work on myself, you know, especially through my coaching career, to be able to work on those triggers that I had, those activations that would come through when I felt uncomfortable being seen, or that I was, you know, chasing external validation based on my looks or based how I moved my body or, you know, based on what I wore, that just doesn't exist anymore. And it's like it's just completely dissolved. And underneath all of that is just this liberated feminine goddess that just wants to move through me. And move through me, she did. And it's really funny because I noticed myself connecting with other people on the dance floor, especially other women. Like, I had a few women come up to me and just start dancing with me and being really playful. And I know for a fact, if something like that had happened back in my 20s, I would have felt probably quite threatened by another female that she was like hotter than me or better dance moves than me. Now it's just in this space of all like, almost like collaboration through dancing. And, you know, one of the things that I love to do is dance every single day in my house. And like I said, I've got no professional training, but I love how my body moves, especially after I've done so much work through yoga and kundalini and having awakenings and being able to move my body in a very sensual and sometimes very sexual way that just inspires pleasure and liberation to move through every single cell in my body. And I think it's so important, especially as women, to tap into that energy, because that energy that's flowing through us, that's what we call eros. It is life force energy. Yes, it's pleasurable, but it's also this force that moves through us so that we can experience life and pleasure on every single level of our lives. And so my invitation for you as a woman, if you're listening to this, is how connected are you with your own body? Do you feel like you have got the capacity to move your hips and move your body in a way that just flows for you, or do you feel really stuck? Because I understand so deeply that stuckness. I understand what it's like to hold a lot of energy in my hips as women. That is something that affects a lot of women. If you find that you've got tight hips or tight glutes, it can mean that you're storing trauma in there. And so I even found myself the next morning, like I had a really good stretch because my legs were very sore after all that dancing. And I found that I really wasn't holding a lot of energy in my hips. There wasn't a lot of pain. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. When I used to, you know, go out, especially in high heels back in the day, like I'd have really sore hips the next day. And now it's like this energy is just open and moving through me. And it's given me the ability to be in the fullest expression of myself through dancing and literally giving zero fucks about it. So I would love to extend the invitation for you to pop on some music, pop on a couple of your favorite songs, and just dance. And dance for you. Don't dance for anybody else. You don't have to dance in front of everyone else. Dance for you and just see what happens. And there's the old saying, dance like nobody is watching. I fucking hate that saying because it actually like indicates that you shouldn't be watched because you're either no good or no one wants to see you doing that. And I actually cannot stand it. It triggers me. I have a banner in my house with like all these like really beautiful quotes on it, and that's on it. And I feel like I just want to scribble it out and be like, no, dance as if everybody is watching and you just don't give a shit. And if you get the opportunity to go out to a club and dance, do it sober, do it with friends, go out with the intention of having a good time without having to think about what you look like, what people are potentially judging you for, because at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter. Another person's perception of you is really none of your business. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me on this solo snippet. I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlightened podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial, and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlightened, and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.